Hi, guys. Ew, that sounded horrible.
It was painful that second time.
It's painful to watch me?
No, to hear that second one.
Hi.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. I can't. I sound okay.
Are we ready? I don't know.
I don't know. What? Are we started? Are we ready? I think we're started.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Breathe. Oh. Collect yourself. Find your center. You ready?
Warning. What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual, and orgasmic. Relax. You'll like it when Sapphire's through with you. Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire Zero Play.
What is up, all my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, Ms. Radio Sapphire. Sapphire, if you're really nasty. But I am extremely excited right now to bring some of my like favorite girls in the industry. Not to mention two of my favorite girls in my personal life. Because I never thought that I would be friends with Yasmin De Leon, first of all.
Yeah.
Who then I would later meet Chanel Hart.
Yeah.
And then we started having like a nerd trio, which is awesome. It's kind of bomb. Love it. And I'll like explain that later because y'all motherfuckers are probably like thinking something nasty. Of course. But yes, first and foremost, let me just say it's been quite the very interesting week before I introduce these lovely ladies. But it's been quite the interesting week in which sparked up tonight's conversation, which is all about sex partners. How many is too many? Is there really such a thing as, you know, sharing your sexual history? And is it really important? And really what kind of shocked me is that I took a poll on Twitter, of course, and to hear, you know, your thoughts on it. So let me just reflect back on the poll that I did. And so what I asked everybody was, you know, is how important is sexual history? So I gave the choices of one, numbers are numbers, two, important, over 10, you're a slut, or the last question is, what is sexual history? Sexual history can go anywhere between what you've had in the past and how many people have you had sex with. I, of course, and you who are all listening and have been listening, you guys know how very open I am about the number of people I slept with. It's not a mystery. It's kind of just like out there, which is awesome.
Do we need a refresher here? We need to have a running tote board on this one.
As of right now, we're at 168.
Wow.
Soon to be 169. Ooh, at the end of the night. 169 tonight to make it finalized because I don't count.
Are we going to have like a big celebration when you hit 200?
Oh, yes. I hope to hit maybe 200 before my birthday.
Oh, damn. Perhaps. You're going to be putting your pussy into overdrive for that one.
I got 22 days in counting. 21 days in counting. Just saying.
Ooh, goodness gracious.
I don't think it would be that hard. That's the worst thing about
smoke
it. I don't think it's going to be that hard.
Out of your pussy by the end of this month.
It really is. But you know what? Before we go any further, everybody said that sexual history is, of course, important. So I'm really glad that you guys agree. Sexual history is important. And I think it shouldn't matter by the numbers. But I'm going to let my two girls weigh in on the topic. Because it's always good when I bring, you know, smart, intelligent, beautiful ladies who happen to work in the adult industry who just know their shit.
Yeah.
So without further ado, got Chanel Hart. You can follow her at ChanelXXOX. On Twitter and Instagram, correct?
Yes, you are so right. You hit it right.
I hit it. Perfect.
She knows the spot, y'all.
Oh, I should have never brought her on this show, goddamn
it. I can't help it. I have hoe jokes for days.
I love it.
I can't contain myself.
Well, please, without further ado, keep the hoe jokes coming. As well as everything else coming. And of course, I have on my left, she's been here before. I think this is now like, what, your third time with me?
I don't know.
You've been
everywhere and I've been everywhere with you.
For real. Like, Yasmin and I have known each other for about 2 years, 2.5 years, almost three probably at this point.
Yeah, probably three.
Yeah. And so she was actually one of my first guests when I was over at Playboy with you, Sam.
Yep.
And kind of just ride it, you know, wrote it through. So it's awesome. So I got Miss Yasmin De Leon.
Yeah.
Hello, you guys.
And you can follow her at It's Kink City, all with S's, right?
It's Kink City.
Yeah. Oh, just one. One S. It's yeah. Kink City, not Kinks.
You were thinking about sexy, though?
I really was. I really was. But you can follow her. It's Kink City at Instagram and Twitter. Hi, everybody on Miss Chanel's Periscope. Y'all looking all fabulous, even though I can't really see you guys. But yes. So, ladies, I got to ask you. I don't want to ask you, like, of course, the usual questions, like, how did you get into porn and all that? But really, what are your thoughts about the whole standard when sleeping around is kind of like, if a guy sleeps with like 50 bitches, as they like to call it, or 50 women, he's a stud. And if a girl sleeps with more than 10, well, she's just a straight up slut. Like, what are your thoughts on it, ladies?
I think that we're all human and we are not meant to really be monogamous. You know what I mean? I think that we're supposed to be sexually attracted to different people and we're supposed to experience. You know, that's what life is about, as far as I'm concerned. You know, my sexuality, that's how I live my life. So I don't think it matters, but I do think it matters the responsibility, you know, that you're in the precautions that you're taking while you're having sex with as many people as you want. You know, so I think it's important. I do. I think it's important. To a certain extent, it's important.
To a certain extent. We're going to get into that in a second. Yes, what's your take on it?
I have to agree. It's very important. And it's also, it's not what you do, it's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, porn example. We fuck a lot of guys. But the way we do it is, we're safe with it.
Right.
There's people who have sex with multiple people and are not safe all the time.
That's true.
So it's like, it's always a way you got to, you know, it's just how you have to do it.
I agree, because I feel like, and I know, Dr. Sam, you're itching.
Ooh, I'm itching on
this I know one. You're itching because you are our doc in the house. But I agree. Both of you guys brought up very valid points. I'm glad that you incorporated, you know, the fact that you do this as a living at the end of the day. You guys are, you know, adult performers, sex workers. You know, you guys are in the industry. And I think at the same time, what gets kind of construed in the fact of being in porn is that you guys really take health very seriously.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely. I mean, because we have to. This is our bodies. Like, if we're going to make money with our bodies, you know, we have to be safe. We have to make sure we're taking care of ourselves. And we're maintaining that, you know? So, and it's important, you know? Like, I just, and I think that because I do porn, it became a little bit more important to me, you know? So I think that it's good to remind people to be safe and know their status.
Definitely. Dr. Sam, as a man,
well, it depends,
come on.
Really, it depends. You said, you know, like, guys that get 50 women are considered studs. Women that get have sex with 50 different partners or sluts. Depends on this, really the source of the criticism or the compliment.
Right.
Because typically when it's a guy that's that fucks 50 girls, he's going to be getting high fives from other guys on that one saying, hey, you're a stud.
Right.
Whereas on the other end of it, when it's a girl, typically the ones that are shaming them are other women.
I got to say.
You're so right about that.
Okay. So this is my pet peeve. So a lot of females choose not to really associate with me, for say, because I'm very sexually open. I mean, you guys know from like how openly I talk about things, like I get into graphic details. And I feel like at the same time, we kind of do as females have to talk about things in details. If guys can talk about how many girls they fucked in high school and how they like smashed the whole cheerleading squad, why can't girls talk about, you know, men the same way that guys talk about women? Like, why is it so, like, out of the social norm? Like, I'm proud to say that I slept with 168 people. I'm like, damn it, I'm sexually experienced.
That makes you know.
Right.
It's jealousy.
Right.
Some people can't remember how many people they fucked.
Yeah.
Okay, the only reason why I know.
I don't remember.
The only reason why
keep on your wall, like, check marks for every ass.
This is very embarrassing. So, and I've told this story time and time again. The whole point of this radio show was like my sexual diary. Like I said, the only way I'm going to keep track, and instead of just, you know, there's a tally mark on my old bed.
I knew it.
In college, I don't know if they covered it or not. So if you're at San Francisco State, room 317, that's floor 3, room 17 at San Francisco State University, Mary Ward, okay? You might see tally slashes on the bed.
I've had sex at SF State too.
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
I'm kind of mad. that we didn't like kind of cross paths.
You probably were there.
No. Oh shit! Yes, I was. Oh wait. No. I was barely graduating because I started in 07.
Little college guys.
Oh, you horrible! I mean, our basketball team sucked, but they had good dick. I will say that because I did smash the whole team, and it was no secret.
Hey, it's all good experience.
Yes. Yeah. But it was so much experience, like, you know, bringing in the whole girl thing. This is where my point is. I was banned from actually pledging all the black sororities because of the fact that I fucked a lot of the guys that supposedly were in relationships. So what other way to, you know, get the message across than to say, well, Sapphire can't join our squad because she fucked the whole squad. Like, no. I mean, I was still able to go to, like, the parties and stuff, but I'd be getting the looks like, this bitch.
And that's usually who it's coming from. Other women that are either jealous of the fact that you are free enough to go ahead and do it and not give a shit because they have this sense of shame either instilled in them from their parents or whatever. Remember, it's college, so they're still not too far removed from when they had their parents and their that influence over them.
But see, here's the problem. I think, like, honestly, everybody should be able to go and soil their wild oats. If you can safely...
And sow them, too. I've soiled some oats.
Okay, soil... Yeah, soil the oats. Don't plant the seed, okay? Like, spread your little spermies around in condoms. Don't spread them in the lady.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Because, I mean, this whole, like... Okay, if you... I feel like this is where it pisses me off on guys. And correct me if I'm wrong. When guys say, man, I want a real freak. I want a freak. But then the minute they get a freak, well, how many men have you had before me? Because you know a little bit too much. But you just said you wanted a freak.
I don't think that's an appropriate question. You know, like, how are you going to ask me how many people I have slept with? That is it. That you're either asking for an argument or you don't really want to fuck with me. That's how I see it. You don't want to date me. If you say, oh, how many people?
For real, though.
It's over. You're not my type.
I can't stand that.
You're not my type.
Right. Like, I feel like even if you're supposed to be, like, kicking it, like, fuck buddies. Let's talk about fuck buddies for a second. Because I think fuck buddies, I mean, we've all had our share. I mean, hell, sometimes I'm a little too open. If you're on my Snapchat, be warned. If we fucked and you're trying to Snapchat me, thank you. See, only the select few get certain snaps. So, yes, why don't you? You get the most. I got to start sending more to you, Chanel. Like, I got to start sending you some more on my
wholeness. I'm so terrible at responding, though.
You are horrible.
I'm terrible at responding to Snapchat. I don't keep up with it. I'll post a snap and then get off of Snapchat. I do not go through and
I'm so
guilty of that.
And you got to go through my hoish adventure. Like, really.
I love that.
I trade snaps with you.
Yes, we trade snaps on it. So, like, my thing is, with certain individuals on my Snap, I always get a Snapchat. I see Bestie in the corner. She's going to verify it. I always take pictures of either the setup before, the destruction afterwards, and who's ever on my couch. Okay. Or going down the stairs butt naked.
Yeah. Okay.
I like it. It's like a discreet sharing.
It really is.
Look at this.
But now everybody who's going to be like, well, what the fuck? I want some snaps like that. I'm not showing titty. Although somebody did get a titty.
Just show a little nipple.
I did show a little nipple.
And free the nipple. That, you know?
I free the nipple. Do I have nice nipples?
By the way.
Yasmin gave her the tongue, though. The tongue. Yeah.
I love licking nipples.
Yeah. I
love licking nipples.
If we didn't have Periscope on right now, I would say go for it.
These nipples are going to be covered for the rest of the night.
Do we need to turn the camera away while we do this? Really
no, there's a lot of nipple.
I know.
It's a lot of nipple.
We can turn the camera away for a while.
No.
Because off topic.
We are getting off topic. Low key, we are. Can't talk about my nipples right now.
That's what happens when you have perverts in the room. We all talk about sex.
And you can't, like, have your perverted friends on a radio show and not talk about how banging they are and, like, talking about how you want your friend nipple. Like,
and they're sexy men.
Oh, Lord.
One man in here, too.
Who? Ooh, it's sexy.
No, I'm just saying there's man in here with a room full of women. Yeah.
Yes, you are the luckiest motherfucker now.
Hey, you know me. I'm always in that weird position. AVN, yeah, I was in that weird position.
You've
AVN,
been space-sided on my show.
Yeah, ooh. I've had...
You've been tit-slapped.
I've been spanked more times than I can recall.
Yeah.
Seriously, all in the name of science.
The only thing
in the name of science.
All in the name of science. Like,
all
when
in the name of pleasure.
Yeah. You never know what happens on Sapphire's Earplay. People get licked. People get kissed. People get whipped.
You know what? I need to get that shocking device in here.
No, we don't.
Yeah. It's on, dude.
Oh, I'm scared.
Ooh, that thing. I'm going to come in wearing my Raiden hat and zapping you with that.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Raiden?
Oh, yeah. I'm coming in the Raiden, white robe with Raiden hat. And
okay,
zap.
See, if right I have it, it would be like on some Storm shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah? Oh, like, that would be some sick shit.
I would actually, you know what? We should do that. I'm going to start bringing in my floggers and stuff. Because I'm not getting enough ass with it.
I'm going to bring this electric shock thing in. Because there's an attachment that makes it so that your hand becomes like you can zap people with your hands. It's amazing.
I think it's sexy if you can zap people with your hands.
Oh, like, I'm telling you.
It's sexy.
It's hot.
Okay, but wait, but we're on carpet. Isn't it going to like kill them?
No, it's you're grounded with it. You're fine.
How do you guys feel about being shocked?
I've did
electro sluts.
Hot. Oh, please explain.
It used to be wired pussy.
What?
Look at it. You should look at it.
Wait, I'm getting it all wrong and King's going to like really punish me for this, for getting it wrong.
But isn't that a good thing if they punish you, I can't?
Yeah, because I don't know my stuff.
That's a reward.
Okay, wired for sex, right? Okay.
So I did first wired pussy. It used to be wired pussy. And I did that with Bobby Starr.
Oh my goodness. Yes. She crazy.
Throwback.
That is.
And it was fun. And that's when I was introduced that girls in porn do the bush. I was shocked. I was like, why does she have a bush on top? And then that's when I understood.
Oh,
girls in the industry have bushes. You know, they're creative with their coochie hair.
See, I'm too scared. If I got shocked, because I can't rock a bush. I can't.
But I was getting dogged. She was the cop that arrested me.
Oh.
Yeah, she was a dirty cop.
Okay, so what is your favorite when it comes to, you know, are you more dominant, submissive? What's your...
I like to dom with another male in the room with me. Like, doming another woman together.
Oh, you horrible.
I like doing that.
Nasty.
Other than that, me by myself, I would be a sub.
I can't see you as a sub.
Oh,
I seriously can't see her
my
as a sub.
My good friend John has stories. If you ever interview him,
oh yes,
we've had a lot of fun. We've dommed girls together. We've been to parties where he was.
Oh my god,
walking me around on leashes. It's fun.
That
like
shit's hot.
When you're in a submissive role.
That
I like
oh
to
my
be
god.
A cat or a dog. It just depends.
I need to see this in action.
Because I like licking.
I can't right now.
I get in my mode.
Can I take a break? I need to change panties.
Break.
Jesus
break for you.
Christ.
No.
This is a hard position. Chanel, what about you? Are you a dom, sub, switch?
I'm a submissive. Just a submissive.
You seem shocked by this, Sapphire.
Okay, I'm sorry. I am. I'm very shocked.
I am. I like to be dominated. Like, I like to be taken charge of, to be told what to do and
I can't.
How to do it. I'm really into it.
So this whole time, let me get this straight. I'm digressing. Fuck this topic right now. I'm getting intimate with my friends right now. Fuck this topic for a second. The whole time that I've known you two, I could have dommed you guys at any moment during our little kiki sessions, and I have not.
Well, we haven't officially had enough of them yet.
Oh, see, you have to build that trust before you build that kind
of
relationship. Ah.
Of course.
I mean, but if she would have tried me, she probably would have got me. Ooh. I'm really kind of easy sometimes.
Bestie. Wow. This is why I text you and say help.
We have wine. You know, like we have wine. We be like, we were just alone. I was just at her house.
Why don't you just come to the house and watch?
I like voyeuring too, so I'm a voyeur.
Okay, that makes two of you. That makes two of you.
Oh, shit, yes.
Oh, yeah. I'm outing your ass. Don't get mad at me. Huh? Oh, you know exactly what's happening. We're just finding out all these things. Why? I can't. But, like, low-key, so the whole time. See, I love finding out when my friends are more submissive than I am. I mean, Bestie, would you call me submissive or dom with females? Because you've seen me in action. Dom for sure? Yes.
You have a dom demeanor.
I do? Yes. I feel like I come out like submissive.
No, I can imagine you like fisting a girl or choking one up on the wall.
I've never fisted a chick.
Her, you know.
I'll finger your ass.
I fisted a chick.
I'm too scared. What?
Yeah, I fisted. It wasn't even a chick, y'all. She was like a MILF.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Camera off camera.
And she was from like the UK or like Australia or something. Like she had like a crazy accent. Like it was on camera.
Oh,
it wasn't Tana Tate, was it?
No.
Damn,
no.
I would like to see you
no,
two together.
No, she's like really like different. Like she's a real MILF.
Seriously?
Not like the porno MILF, guys.
Like, is it like, okay, you gotta like get like give me a little more descriptive here.
Y'all should see her website.
You gotta give us the name.
Her name is Kathy Cravings.
Kathy Cravings.
Look this up.
And her husband, like they come and they shoot porn, you know, with girls and stuff. And they're really awesome. They're really nice people, but I fisted her.
Oh, wow. My
very,
God.
Very interesting.
Okay, I'm about to look
it's
up.
It's the first time I've ever fisted somebody.
Well, the first video, the first thing I see on her site.
Whoa!
I'm seeing some. Yeah, you got to block the Periscope because we can't get this on Periscope. Is that her? Oh, yeah. Let me move the cup. I'm sorry. Oh, my goodness. Now, we want to talk about multiple sexual partners. There you go right here.
And they're married. They're a married couple, guys. See? They're a married couple who shoots together. He's a voyeur as well. He watches his wife goo other guys. He's the can't. Look. Look, that's a huge gangbang.
Oh,
it looks
my God.
Like. And cream pies for everybody. Wow. That is crazy.
Okay. Wow. Wow. Okay, is that straight up? Is that piss? Oh.
Look at Sapphire's face. Just focus on Sapphire's face.
Oh.
Okay,
next.
Oh, Lord, I'm done.
I've seen
her. Wasn't good on your face.
Yeah, please don't get my face right
now.
So
obviously, you know, I fisted her and it wasn't as hard as, you know.
You do have some nice hands, though. I would probably allow.
They're kind of little.
It just went
in there. It just like easily slipped in there.
Just, it just was like, you know.
No lube? No lube?
No, there was a lube, but you have to fist a certain way, she taught me.
What's the way to fist?
You fist, you have to tuck your forefingers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then like kind of like push your thumb like down.
I would be scared of yours. Yeah. So, like, yeah, you got some killer nails.
Oh, look, he knows how to fist too. Look, we have fisting
hands. The international fisting.
You fist your own pussy?
I love that. What was that?
I was looking at her like fisting hands, but she's like, I finger my pussy. I was like, yeah, I'd be scared to death if she fisted me because those claws.
I wouldn't do that. I don't like my pussy fisting.
Yeah.
I
really,
like nothing.
I don't like my pussy fisting.
Okay.
No, I don't want my pussy fisting.
But you'll fist another.
Yes.
I've never, I think
but
I.
That's only if a girl wants
Oh, wait,
that.
Sapphire just
the
got
ex,
something.
The ex, I hooked. I couldn't get the thumb, but I hooked.
Nice.
Oh,
she was nasty. Yeah.
That's easy.
If a girl likes it in her ass, I'll finger her ass and then I'll fuck her pussy. Like I'll fist a pussy, but not the ass. I'm too scared to I want my hand back.
You're afraid to go elbow deep and just get stuck
hell
all the way.
Yes.
In.
I don't care.
It's like
I have gloves.
Stuck into a black hole.
Yeah.
At some point
you just dab it. I don't know. See, this is why I say people, multiple sexual partners the safe way. Like, going back to it, I'm glad that we're bringing all these freaky tales because seriously, a girl who's a freak should be able to express her freakdom. If you're going to get married, okay, this is why I'm like, I can't fuck a virgin. I cannot fuck a virgin. If I fuck a virgin, I will feel so sexually reprived that I can't unleash myself. Because every time I try to unleash on new, like, dick or pussy even, it scares people. Like, I like to lay out my setup. My splat mat, a butt plug that I've never used. I don't know why I always lay out the butt plug because it never gets used. I'm too scared. My ass is very like
delicate flower. Yeah,
not even delicate. It's like
everybody says that.
Okay, dare I say it, I don't want to offend anybody. It's like the Mexican border. Okay, like shit's allowed to go out, but it's not allowed to go in. Okay, that's what I would say. My ass is like.
Okay, I have not ever done anal, but I do
ever.
Know that that's, I have not ever had a penis in my butt. But
what
I've
about
had
tonguing?
A finger and tongue. Yes, of course.
Yeah.
Because I think that is for some people, it's more of the idea of anal, you know, like the, yeah. like, I just want to play with it a little bit. Like, every guy don't want to just go full throttle in there. You know, right. some of them just want to mess with it, touch it a little bit when they're fucking you from behind. So, you know, I'm not, no.
To dabble.
Yeah.
Just dabble in it.
Just play.
So, when you try to, like, have you ever had a moment where you're with a partner? Let's talk civilians for a second. Mm. So, when you fuck civilians, are you more prone to fuck civilians more than you are to, you know, the guys that you have to deal with on film? Or, you know, what are your thoughts on it? If you don't mind me asking about it.
2-3 years ago, I used to be so into porn guys. Mm-hmm. Like, I was had a roster. Then it got to a point where, you know, I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to, like, actually have a different connection mm-hmm. that wasn't so porn related. So I now personally rather talk to a civilian mm-hmm. that also has interest in, you know, being sexually, like, creative.
Yeah.
I can't get a square civilian. He can't. He has to like porn. I got to have a guy at least jerks off a few times a day.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
What's like a few times?
You know, if they're not fucking another girl, at least jerk off.
You know? I like that. I like that.
I require guys. Man. Yeah. Guys should always jerk off. Like, I condone all guys out there. I think it's healthy to jerk off. I don't like having sex with guys who are like, oh, I don't stroke it.
Just so restricted. Like, yeah. You're boring.
Like, you're so uptight. Right. Like, I want a guy who's not afraid to, like, stroke it in front of me. You know, like, oh I want to watch. Yes.
That's hot.
That is the hottest thing.
Yeah.
As much as I don't like, I really don't like sucking dick. I'm sorry. I mean, I like sucking.
Wonderful it is.
But that's the thing. I give really good head. Apparently, I give really good. My mouth gets it.
I mean, you don't like sucking dick, or do you like to lick pussy?
Oh, I love, not just like, I love.
Okay, so it's different.
Okay, yes, I see pussy, and I'm just like, it's like a buffet.
It's like, thank you, God.
Yes, I'm like, it's my birthday cake. It's everything else in between. I look at the pussy, and I'm just like, baby, you better get ready, because I'm not going
to. Hallelujah.
Really, if I could, I would put my head in it and just go, all day.
My mouth waters when I see a nice penis. Like, literally, when I see, like, a pretty penis.
What's
that's
a pretty
just perfect,
penis?
Like the perfect one. It's just perfect. Like, it's not too big. It's not too small. You know, it's just, like, well-maintained. You know, he takes care of it.
Do you like
it.
Hairy or bald?
No, he has to take care of it. Like, it has to be just, like, shaven down. Like, it doesn't have to be, like wax. You know? Like, but it definitely has to be maintained.
What do your pretty penises look like?
My pretty penises... It's like my vagina, just bare.
I
don't like any hair because I like to lick balls. I like to be sloppy. I don't want hair. I don't want nothing that's going to stop me from sucking your dick.
You don't want to
so
floss.
If I have to put my hair in a ponytail and not look pretty no more, I'm going to go in. I don't want to stop.
See, so, the way you guys like, Chanel's just like licking all over the...
Because I've watched her suck dick before. So I know. You know, when you know how a girl sucks dick, you're like, yeah, I know exactly what the fuck she's talking about. I see the way she licked those balls. Yep. She was face in.
Okay, so I have like a really bad confession.
Oh, no.
So, last night, my inner clique got a very...
Your inner clique?
Clique.
Oh, clique.
My group. So, Yasmin and Vesti actually got very descriptive text messages of how sexually frustrated I was. Okay? So, like, as promiscuous as I am, I had... What?
With Bae?
Oh my God, yes!
Yeah,
because
Bae's on your story.
Oh, I know. I meant for Bae to be in story. Okay. I meant for the vibrator to be on there. I'm like, at this point, fuck it. Because there's a certain person that's watching. And I'm like, yeah, bitch, I got you. Not going to pay attention to that. But anyways, so they got a nice descriptive text message. So last night, Chanel, this is what happened. So I could have had my long hair rocker dude. But then some guy out the woodworks came back. Now, this guy, he was supposed to be like my cuddy buddy. And what a cuddy buddy is, it's the guy I like to call on when, you know, I get horny. And I could just say, come over and fuck. And he's like, yes, be there in 20. And I'm like, yes, I'll be ready. Because he eats ass, he eats pussy, what? And he fucks me really good. And I don't have to suck his dick either. That's the glorious thing about it. I'm just like, it's all about me. all about me. I could drown you in everything. I could waterboard your ass and you'll be fine with it. Yeah. It's the best. So anyways, he's sexting me over Snapchat. He's like, I know I haven't talked to you in a while, but I've been seeing your snaps and all I keep thinking about is that ass. Ooh. And so I'm just like, oh, so we're talking like this. Now, mind you, I'm already like two blunts in. I'm watching Love and Hip Hop. I'm laughing my ass off. And I'm like halfway dozing off. Oh, plus I started drinking again. So yeah, your girl was kind of on one. But nothing hurt my pussy more than to feel the frustration knowing that this guy wants to fuck. And I'm like, I'm looking around and my house was not up to par. I was looking at my bed. I'm like, no, I just put the satin sheets. I'm not trying to change the satin sheets. I really don't want to squirt and slide off the bed. I really just don't want to do any work tonight. I don't want my pussy fucked. But I was like, what to do? So I was like, I got to call Bestie and I'm going to call you guys my porn besties at this point, like my go-to girls, because that's what y'all really are. So anyways, I was like, I got to text the guys. I have to tell them what the fuck to do. A man with his cock ready, wants to fuck, got a girl who's horny, who's very openly horny. I said to the guy, I'm very horny. And he's like, so let's take care of this. Like, let me come through. I'm like, no, I'm really tired. But fuck, I'm very horny. So what's the best thing? Call your friends. See what they say. They both said the same thing. One said, go to fuck to sleep, but masturbate. Then this one's like, masturbate, then go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And I did. I went to sleep. But before I went to sleep, this is where the naughty confession comes up. I've never watched your porns. So I was like, fuck it. I'm kind of curious.
Oh, wait a
minute. I broke my rule.
Uh-oh. Wait a minute. No, because this is a rule that both of us share. If
we
know people do it closely enough, we can't watch their shit anymore.
So, I mean, this is horrible.
Oh, God. I feel like
So I maybe jilled off for about 2.5 hours.
Damn.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, time out.
Watching not only just these two have sex.
Yeah.
Like with, you know, multiple women and multiple men.
Yes.
But may have seen some solo scenes in between. May have seen, I don't know, Chanel eating like another favorite girl of mine, Jenna Ivory's pussy. May have seen Anaya Ivy and Yaz getting it on. Mayo just couldn't stop, so I went three blunts in now.
Ooh.
And the bong. Another drink. The Hitachi, the sexy time music, which pops up on the feed.
Okay.
And so after that, yeah, your girl got off heavily to these two.
Thank you.
I can't.
Thank you so much.
And you're welcome. No.
Yes.
So bad.
She should be thanking us right now.
They're very appreciative. But my question now is this. Did you come out of it with a sense of guilt?
Did I come out with guilt? No. But what I should have snapped was the aftermath.
Oh, did we make you squirt?
On the wall?
Hey. Okay, that was the opposite of guilt.
That was so snap-worthy. Like, somebody made me squirt.
And they weren't even here.
I get that.
Wow.
I mean, it was all over James Dean because they never seen the top of my loft. That's a good thing. They've never seen my bedroom, which is awesome.
I've been in your bed. I slept.
Oh, yeah, you slept in my bed.
Yeah.
That's right. So, you know where the James Dean and Marilyn Monroe picture were? Okay, it's right above the bed. Oh, so, anyways, it's literally right at the foot of the bed.
Wow.
I'm just telling Periscope that she just squirted all over her wall.
Yeah, I squirted all over the Marilyn Monroe, James Dean.
You went for distance on that.
I really did. I don't know what the fuck. I've been drinking a lot of water. So I'm just like, fuck, I had a release. And I was so loud and I can hear like my new neighbors moving, but I didn't give fuck.
Shit, I would pay to see that shit. I would pay to see that and then their reactions.
I don't know. But ladies, like, I broke the rule. I broke the rule of not to jill off to my friends, but I'm not going to lie, their shit is hot.
So it was worth it, is what you're saying.
Oh, it's very much worth it.
It was worth it. See, that's all that matters. When you take risk in life, just make sure it's worth it, okay? You're welcome.
Aww. Yes. Yes.
You were right.
Yes, thank you. Thank you to your Gangbang University that you gave me. I finally watched that.
Oh, good. That's my first DP. Wasn't the best, but I can't. You know.
hey, I mean, I watched a lot of stuff. I saw a lot.
Yeah.
I saw a whole lot.
You seem like you actually feel better about life because of it, but you don't know where to go from here.
All I can do is, where do I go from here? I don't know. I'm just going to sit here and bask in the fact that I masturbated to, like, close friends. Kind of awkward, kind of weird. I don't know what to feel like right now. It's like, what the fuck?
Well, you've crossed the line now. So you're this whole, that like fear that you had built up, that weird mystique you had built up is now eliminated. It's
I mean,
gone.
it's not like a scare fear. I can't look at these two in the eye now.
I never
keep eye contact. I can't stand eye contact. Except only when I have sex with the lawn hair guy. I don't know.
Look at me, girl.
No, seriously. I like to grab his hair as he's fucking me, and he's just like, eye contact, look at me, and I'm like, oh, I feel like a whore.
Eye contact is a requirement. It is a requirement.
It's a requirement?
Yes.
For you?
Yes.
Yeah.
It bothers me when someone does not make eye contact with me. That means we're not in tune. We're not seeing each other. We're not being there with each other. Be present with your partner. Look them in the eye.
The only time eye contact should break is when a face is sat upon.
Sometimes you can look at the eyes like,
yeah. Oh, well, I know. And like, look at the region of where you're fucking. Yeah. Yeah. Like, if you can look down and see what's going on. That's fucking hot, too.
Okay.
That's the best. Yeah, what about you and eye contact?
I like it in the domination situation.
Okay.
Only in dom? When I'm like choked.
Damn.
And you
Can
you breathe, bitch?
No! Like, I can't breathe.
Look at me.
I can't. I don't know. It's just like, I laugh. When girls, I'm kind of prone to eye contact. Guys, it's kind of like, I laugh. Because let's be honest, no one looks pretty when they come.
No, they don't.
Like, we do not look pretty when we come. I've taken pictures and I've taken video of myself masturbating, and I'm like, I look like I took a shit.
Oh.
Okay.
Like, it's not supposed to be pleasant.
It's not supposed to be pleasant. Like, I've looked at guys when they're coming, and like, it's not a cute face.
It's not.
But I'm so proud when they're doing it. I'm like, I'm looking at them in like admiration. I'm like, oh, look, I did that. He's like, he's all squirming like a female. Just, Now that is the funniest, when you get guys who moan like when they're about to come. Like, I don't mind it. Come for me. Like, that's what I like.
I'd rather a guy be vocal.
You're there.
Yes. If a guy can't be vocal, I'll look at you like, and I'll smack him. I will smack and be like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, make some noise. Why are you broken? Like, say something. Because I feel like I'm really loud. I feel like I'm overly vocal sometimes, especially if I really get into it. I'm just like, I let it all hang out. It's like I have Tourette's or something sometimes. Because like, especially when I'm alone, I swear, I think my neighbors just like, they try to say that I don't make a lot of noise because they know how bad I come. But it's like...
Are you a moaner or is it like a screamer? Is
it's
like
both.
Do you dirty talk too? Is like,
oh,
all
it's
that?
Both. It is both. I.
Oh, so you're just going full throttle. And
yes.
This is pussy. I'm like, this is my pussy.
It's my fucking pussy. I'm like, this is my dick too. Like, fuck you. I'm taking it all. You're going to fucking like my squirt. You're going to fucking like this shit. I'm going to be like, bitch, say my fucking name at the end of the night. This is when you get to call me by my real name. I love being called Megan in bed. Ooh. I'll say it. You can call me Megan in bed, but you can't call me Megan on the streets. Call me Megan in bed. And nothing is hotter than when someone's moaning and you hear the last part of the end.
I love that.
Squirt.
I love that.
Done. Psh,
I
in
love
the mouth.
That. You know my favorite thing is, like, when a guy's about to come, like, I'm just so nasty. I feel like, just come all over me.
I can't do that.
I'm so nasty like that. Like, I don't mind, because you don't like cum. Mm-mm. I don't mind cum. So I'm just like...
Just bathing it.
All over me. Just all over my little titties.
She's popping all her little bitty bums.
See, that turns me on.
As a guy, I love it when a girl tells me where to come and all of that stuff.
That is
phenomenal to me.
What are your thoughts on cum?
I like the guy to have a good diet.
Yes.
If I'm going to swallow your cum, it means you're kind of special to me.
Do you like to swallow versus like have it just planted?
I like to be dirty. I like it everywhere.
Yeah, you know, I like it. I don't want to swallow it. I just want it on me.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if we're trying to be clean at the moment, like, if we don't want to make a mess, I'll swallow your cum. It's good. But if we're in that moment.
She got manners. This bitch got table manners. This hoe got table
she
manners.
She comes in with a little, like, you know, Bobby. Yes. Be like, I'm ready. Like, what's her name on Empire?
Yes, she really did.
She came with the cup. Now, okay, let's talk about guys' thoughts when a girl comes and swallows your cum. When a guy comes and swallows it. So, you know how guys are like, man, she a hoe or she a hoochie if she swallows my load. Is that really true? Or can you be like, can you still be a female and swallow some cum? I mean, goddamn, like, why does that have to make you, you know?
I think that what it is guys want it to be, like, they want to feel special. You know, they don't want to feel like you just swallowing anybody's cum. They want you to stroke their damn ego and be like, oh, I only swallow your cum. Whatever.
Lies.
If she said it, she lied.
Lie us, talking about it's the best pussy they ever had. It's just pussy right now.
You know what?
No pussy, it's not the best.
I'm going to point to the camera right now. Stop saying that. Okay? Stop saying that. Oh, I got a snap to show you guys after the show.
Prove that this is the best pussy.
Yes.
Show me. Don't fuck me and tell me that. Show me.
Yes.
You know?
Call, like, don't even call me. Take this pussy out on a date. And not just, like, any date. Like, we're not just going to go to, like, Red Lobster. No, fucking take me out.
Red Lobster? That's not even real secret.
Hey, me and Yasmin's face was like, what? I was like, Red Lobster?
No, I said, don't take me. I said, don't take me to Red Lobster.
I'm just saying, why would a guy even do that?
Take me to Sizzler. Because
you know there's somebody out there.
You might as well take me to Sizzler.
There's going to be somebody. There's going to be somebody on this chat right now on either mine or yours. And they're just like, man, I'll take me.
That's not right.
Beyonce said, you know, if you fuck me good, I'll take you to Red Lobster.
Fuck.
I want to go to Ruth Chris, okay?
Yes.
Don't be playing with me. I want crab cakes on 500 degree plates.
Thank you. Thank you.
Listening, filet mignon with truffle butter
yes.
and mushrooms.
Yes.
Should I go on?
I want an Oscar style, man.
Yes.
Can I have it medium
well?
We are talking about sex, but this is where it brings it up.
If her pussy's
that good, you got to drop all the sex partners. Because if she's that good, drop them all.
Yeah.
Drop them all. And at the same time, I love it when a guy, like long hair guy, this is why I have to keep him, because he knows what's up. He's like, I find it hot that you fucked more men and women than me. And I'm like,
nice.
God has scared me on the guys. And I'm like, what do you mean? You should say the opposite. And he's like, no, it's kind of hot that you've gone through like all these guys and like you feel good. You keep yourself maintained. I'm addicted. I don't know what's wrong with my pussy. I need to stop having guys say and women say that my pussy's addicting. They're gonna act like it's coke. I'm gonna be sending motherfuckers to Sapphire Rehab. I'm gonna have to open up a rehab center for every motherfucker that has called my pussy addicting. How many people?
Which strain are you?
I don't know. I'm trying to figure out when did my pussy become so addicting. Like, I don't know. All of a sudden, since I become like this big ass pothead, not drinking a lot of wine, all of a sudden everybody's like, your pussy's addicting.
Well, yes. The THC content of your vagina keeps people coming back for more.
I don't know.
Sapphire.
I just don't understand. Stop saying my pussy's addicting. I'm fearful now. But then I taste myself. I'm like, well, shit, pussy. My pussy should be bottled up then. Just call like Sapphire's addiction. Yes. I just don't understand.
I think the male equivalent is a guy that lays it down so well, it makes a girl want to clean something.
Okay, you know what? I think the only way that this could be settled, I don't know. I'm going to cross the unprofessional line right now.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to cross the unprofessional line. Dr. Sam, you might have to do this for scientific matters.
Okay.
You got to figure out if my pussy's addicting. Because I don't understand. I need it to stop.
All right. Where do I start?
But for real, has anybody ever said, like, your pussy's addicting? Like, what's, like, the craziest thing someone has said about your pussy?
The craziest thing? Well, I feel like we get that, oh, this is the best pussy I ever had, blah, blah, blah. I feel like I hear that all the time.
But what's, like, the most obscene thing? Like, to me, to say somebody's pussy's addicting, that's a little scary.
I don't. I don't know. I've never had nobody say nothing too crazy to me.
Nothing too crazy?
Maybe my pussy's not addicting.
I bet you it is.
Oh, my gosh.
That's crazy. Something someone said about
it's
your pussy.
It's special, though. They come back.
I just feel like it's consistent. They like fucking.
Exactly.
Yes. I don't know. I would be honestly
if
scared to fuck these two.
They're eating my pussy for a long time. They love my pussy.
You want to know something? Okay, so Tiana Trump says something so crazy on Twitter, but it was so true.
What did she
say? She's like, I suck a guy's dick so good that like they come and I don't even get to fuck. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like,
but she sucks some crazy dick.
Yeah.
I'm looking at her like, how did your neck and
it's just all it, bro. It's amazing.
Oh my God.
It's amazing.
I can't.
It's a technique.
I feel like maybe she has like the clit in her throat.
But I think like I'm orally gifted, you know. So like I feel like that is something guys are always like, oh my God, like your
subject
is so good, like blah blah blah. Your throat,
y'all suck some mean dick. Like, you guys look at dick like it's like the last meal on fucking earth.
This reminds me of a penis.
Oh, you should see my snaps. I've been like over here.
I've been seeing your snaps. That's why I had to stop. Actually, I'm going to blame you.
Remember
I creeped up on your snap and you were eating some pussy. You had all those action shots of you and your porns.
Yeah.
I need to stop fucking around on both of y'all snaps. Actually, fuck this. I'm getting rid of all the porn stars that I have on their snap.
How you gonna live without not seeing some porn?
No, because it be fucking me up.
Shit.
That is some exclusive shit that I see.
Snap is like exclusive.
I'm scared of what this instigator, Chanel, is saying to the camera. But like,
he asked for Yasmin's snap.
Oh, yes.
And I said, it's the same as her Instagram.
No, it's Kinky Yasmin XXX.
Oh,
It's my old Twitter handle that they suspended.
Motherfuckers. I need Twitter to stop suspending sex. Okay? It's the only platform where you can semi-see some people for free. I'm still saying support your porn stars, though. I'm getting really annoyed, you know, befriending all, you know, of my adult tainers. And I feel for you guys. Like, start paying for your damn porn. Stop saying that you're, like, the homies number one fan, and you don't support them on paying for the damn porn.
Right.
Yeah.
Pay that 99 cents.
Some old stuff, and it's like, that was like back in the day. Why are you bringing this up? Talking about, do you have any new scenes out?
Mm-mm.
I guess I don't.
I have nothing but new scenes.
Right.
Nothing but new scenes.
If I could find their new scenes, but then again, I work in the industry, so some of that time I get it for free.
That's what Twitter is
right.
for.
Like,
and we tweet about it, we're active about it, we promote stuff that we're proud of, you know what I mean? Like, it's just people are petty. And I don't understand why people are so into tube sites. Like, I don't like that old porn that wasn't in HD.
Mm-mm.
Like, have y'all seen that porn with the bad lighting?
Oh,
and
yes.
Like, just the no fucks given porn, you know? Like,
I'm so bad, I'm now like, I'm watching porn like it's like going to the real damn movies. Like, I like to watch
with your popcorn and
honey. Sometimes I'll be have my bowl, have my vibrator, have my wine, have my water.
Girl,
I be putting it on my surround sound sometimes because I want to hear everything. If I can hear a squirt, yes. If I can hear a moan,
edit porn.
I should make some audio porn.
You wouldn't get the job done. You'd be stuck on like one part over
and
over
this
again.
Is the thing, though. If I'm able to do porn radio.
With a giant splash pad underneath you.
Please. If I'm able to. I produce about 15 hours worth a day.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
I was there for
I
a
have,
lot of that
yes,
shit.
I have the worst job in the world as a bisexual woman.
Oh, God.
The fact that, yes, I do get spanked. And that was on my snap today,
poor
Ms.
You.
Radio Sapphire. The fact that I have to see women sometimes get naked, sometimes your friends get naked, then you gotta hear them talking about fucking Sapphire's pussy. I can't. It is the hardest job in the world to keep a straight face and try to produce content. Even interviewing my girls here, it is hard to like
stay focused.
I love my whole friends. Like, every time I see them, they make me just want to fill them up and just say nasty stuff to them. Like, and honestly, it shouldn't be weird because this is the only place where we can be together and comfortable and be accepted.
Well, that is true. And I got to say, y'all really have opened me up to a lot of things. I have to say.
Open her up.
They
Seriously.
Did. What?
That's what she said.
I was biting my tongue on that one. I'm
talking about in a like talking sense.
Mm-hmm.
My pussy's already open.
I'm like,
No. I mean, it just brings it back to last week's topic. I mean, have I thought about sexual thoughts of my friends? Yes. Have I thought nasty thoughts about these two? Bestie yeah. could say and vouch, yes. We be creeping on y'all snaps together. We'll sit on the couch and I'm like, oh, by the way, she is a nasty creep. Y'all think I'm nasty?
Well, I love entertaining.
There you go.
I'm an exhibitionist, so.
Be an exhibitionist. We got, I'm going to be an exhibitionist more. Fuck it. I'm going to break all my rules. This my year. Fuck it. Turn up.
Oh, damn.
Oh, I can't wait for my birthday.
You going to be on 28th?
Say what?
You going to be on 28th?
Who knows? Who knows? Maybe. I want to be. Who knows? I want to do some hoish things for my birthday. Like, I want to Snapchat some hoish shit. I'm going to.
How? A party that turns into an orgy. Get a nice suite.
See, that's what I'm talking
about.
Not
going to lie. That sounds so tempting.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we already got plan number one.
Yeah.
Already got plan number one, which I'm really excited. I just don't know where the after party is going to be.
Okay.
I don't know if it should be at Casa de Sapphire. Even though it is my vision to see a bevy of people just fucking. I don't have to be associated. I just want to see people fucking from the high beam on my loft. I'm just smoke my blunt and y'all can just fuck on my carpet. Duh.
I think all of us want to. I think that's just a given. Duh. Everybody wants to
Duh.
Be
Duh. It needs to happen.
I think that's you know why we're here.
Neighbors are going to know our name.
Yes. I say fuck it.
That's,
fuck the neighbors at this point.
That's actually going to be the motto of the party. It's going to be fuck Sapphire's it. Big party.
Fuck it. Sapphire's fuck it party.
Literally.
I want to put, and eventually I want to put, like, I have some twisted shit going on in my head lately. So I want to put dildos on the actual, like, screen.
Suction?
Yeah, suction dildos. Oh. I want to put suction cup dildos on the patio, on like the patio glass, and just everybody can twerk on it every time they come over. It's just a repetitive thing. I'd be thinking, when you live alone, you think of some fucked up shit. It's being a fucked up shit. Okay. Do people know your connection off camera? I don't want to say it too loudly.
Do I turn off your mic?
No, because then people on Periscope can hear.
Okay.
We don't want to stop the whole show.
No, we're not going to stop the whole show. Cohabitating. Do they know?
Yeah.
We live.
Okay. So they live together. So I have to ask you guys, have you ever like had the awkward time of like walking in on someone getting busy?
No, I used to think you guys could hear me, but she said she couldn't one day. She was like,
you low-key can't like, hear each other that. Like in your rooms?
I forgot who you were fucking. It was like last year.
I think I remember this.
Snap.
Yes!
Oh!
You sound really hot when you're having civilian sex.
A couple of people told me that. They're like, your roommate sound good.
Yes! Because then I went back and I was like, I'm going to hear Chanel's porn one of these nights.
I think it was like my birthday or something too.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Oh, I want to know afterwards.
We know who that was.
Was it a hottie for Toddy?
That's her go-to guy.
Oh, like, yes.
She's playing hard to get, though.
Like, I be playing.
Like, he really live across the street.
I be playing.
She got accessible peen across the street.
I'm mad you said that.
I don't get it.
I'm so glad you said that because now you know I'm going to egg her on for that. I'm mad you
I should.
You
I have the most least sex in the house, and I be encouraging her to fuck more.
This is what blows my fucking mind. This girl, Yaz, be telling me, she's like, girl, you have more sex than me. I was like, that's bullshit. I was like, no, I can't have more sex than you. You kinkier than me. You are kinkier.
I play with my vagina a lot.
I play with my vagina a lot, but goddamn.
Amen. I sexed a lot, and I don't know. It's like I'm so picky with civilian or just anybody that's a sexual partner. So
yeah.
I'm kind of just been working with like one person right now.
See, but that's hot though. Could work on the new part, like the one person and just kind of like, you know, save it all. I think it's kind of hot when you save like all that sexual like frustration and like energy on one. Then they'll be like, what did I do to deserve this? Like, I don't know if you're hate fucking me, you're like fucking me. Like, what the fuck?
Or you're what the fucking me.
Yes. Like, long hair guy, he went away to Seattle for the weekend. So I can't wait for him to come back. Because, so anyways, we had some goodbye sex, right? I've never squirted so damn much. And it, like, to the point, it was on his nose. Like, it was on his nose, and I'm like, ooh, let me get that for you. And I licked it.
Oh, you are kinky. Yum. You talk about I'm kinky, you're kinky.
I like to taste my squirt out of guys' mouths.
Okay.
I make him keep it in his mouth, and then I'm like, feed it to me. And I'm like, yes.
That's hot.
That is so hot. I love that. I love that she said that, because when I'm sucking a guy's dick, I like to be kissed in the mouth. Like, I like when he grabbed my face and he kissed me in the mouth. Like, I'm turned on by that. It bothers, like, and it kind of bothers me if a guy don't really do that. Like, if he has a problem with me sucking his dick and kissing him. Yeah, like, what's wrong with you? Like, you know, you can't kiss your own dick. Like,
men, start letting girls suck your dick and kiss you afterwards.
Yeah, it turns me on. Yeah, it turns me on. It lets me know that he's, like, not afraid to go there with me. Like, he's like, come here, give me, come here, bitch.
You a real man if you taste your own load. If you taste your own cum. Okay, please
eat
your
cum. She took it a step too far. She took it a step too far.
But I met a guy that wanted to come in my pussy and then lick it out.
Did you let him?
No.
Why?
But he wanted to do that.
Damn. I was hoping you took a little straw.
Just the fact that a guy was...
See, I love how she and I had the exact same response
to
that.
Maybe I'll introduce y'all. Maybe we can have a threesome and then he could come in your place.
No, yes, I'm too scared to have a threesome with you. I know how you are. We talk.
The guy on Periscope said gay.
I'm scared to have sex with either one of you. Even if we get, like, fucking faded and, like, I'll be sitting in the middle. Like, right now, it's kind of like a pent-up threesome.
I think it would be so fun to share a dick all together.
That would be kind of interesting.
But it'd have to be a guy that can handle three strong black women.
Yes.
That are nasty.
Where do I sign up? We have a fourth here.
Do you have to ask?
Like, we
you
don't have to the ask. Dick sucking part.
And you sit on his face.
Yes.
Oh, I'll sit on the face. I will. Oof. If you have, I look at men's faces now, and I'm just like, I just want to sit on you. Mm. Not even looking up the
and
penis.
They have a nice nose.
Oh yes.
So since you know you don't really suck dick that much, so I can't imagine you sharing like sucking a dick with a girl.
I would love
sharing.
Have you
done it?
Yes.
Have you done? Okay. All right.
I told
cool.
you. Well, I told you the story. Briefly, that was because of that.
I love that type of teamwork. Can I just say but that see, when I'm in that moment with a girl, I love that. Her going
do you like
down
being the finish?
On the balls. The what?
Do you like to be the finisher or do you like the person to start it
off? It doesn't even matter. Like, I'm just like, go with the flow. Like, when you go up, I'll go down. You know, when you
damn.
Move left, I'll go right. Like, I like the flow of it. Like,
you
I
hit
do.
High, I'll
I'm
hit
into the teamwork. Teamwork make the dream work. You
are
know?
You? You're a teamwork person too, right, guys?
Yeah.
See, I'm just like, I don't know. I let them finish. See, I'm greedy. If you get like a really hot chick and say, let's fuck her. The guy has no luck. I'm sorry. I'm going to be greedy and be like, fool, you're done. You're done. Like, you're going to come and you're not going to enjoy it afterwards because I'm going to take the girl. Like, I'm very greedy with threesomes. That's why I try not to have a lot of threesomes anymore. I haven't had a threesome. Jesus Christ. I've been single for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
It's been 4 fucking years since my last threesome. That needs to change.
I had one like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Nice. I haven't had like a non-work one in a long time.
See? I don't know. I need that needs that's like my biggest priority.
Guys haven't been deserving of threesomes in my life lately. Like
I
like
you.
I like personally, like I like to make him earn it. You know, like he has to earn the threesome. Like that's an experience. Like,
yeah.
Especially with a porn star.
Yes.
And my possibly porn star friend. You know what I mean? Like I can't you have to deserve that. That's special.
You have to earn that title, that right.
You really
it's
do.
It's a badge you get afterwards too.
Nothing turns me off more than like if a guy I'm fucking just straight up out of the blue, like, oh my God, the little meaty potato butt guy that I said handled on the tweet. This motherfucker, he said his birthday was like 2 weeks ago. I'm like, okay, good for you. And then he's like, I want three thumb. I'm like, first of all, it's Valentine's Day weekend and you're asking me for a threesome. Nope, not responding.
Yeah.
Don't continuously send me little like sad face after sad face after sad face.
You better go on Craigslist.
Seriously.
Tinder.
I'm like, dude, it ain't happening. It ain't happening. Like, I'm not fucking my friends for your benefit. First of all, You wouldn't know what to do if I asked any of my girlfriends to be like, yo, would you do a threesome? No. No. My girls will eat you alive. Plus, I'm picky with pussy.
And that guy didn't even have a right to ask. Like, he really didn't even worthy. Like, he wasn't even worthy.
He was the one that fell asleep inside of me.
What?
How the fuck you gonna handle a threesome?
Wait. Wow. Time out.
I hope he heard that, too.
I think he watches.
I hope so.
Shout out to that.
That's
loser.
Why I haven't been fucking your ass.
Don't ever.
Right.
Now you know.
Fell asleep.
This was after. First of all, don't pent up the frustration. Like, I am a freak. Do not sex me and let me down. You can sex me all you want. Oh, I can't wait to put this dick inside you. You're going to not pass out. And da, 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 da. I'm like, okay, cool. Just hurry up and get here so I can pass out. I have sexual stamina. I don't know what the fuck. Like, don't get it twisted. What did this motherfucker say?
He said, why you gotta bust me out? LOL.
Hey, if it is him, I'm alive. If you would light-skinned brother, I'm just saying. But seriously, like, I thought this boy had stamina. Like, people think a big chick like me doesn't have stamina. Like, I used to run track, okay? Believe it or not. So I still got a lot of stamina. Plus, I was a swimmer, so I can hold my breath down long. So there's nothing you can say or do to tell me, look, I'm gonna wear your back out. The only person that's blowing my back out is gonna remain anonymous. Mm. But there's only been one out of 168 people. There's only been one. So I'm sorry. It's just not happening. Stop penting out that frustration. Ladies, I like to take this last time to say thank you. But what is coming up for Yasmin? What is coming up for Chanel? Like, what can we expect out of this year from you guys? Like, what are some upcoming things?
Well, I'm thinking of opening up my own talent agency.
Say what?
But I want to manage males.
Nice. That's even hotter. I'm coming to casting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm coming to casting. Yeah.
Please do.
So I can potentially pick out who I'm going to serial rape in my head.
Hey, I have a casting couch. Don't trip. We can see if he's worthy of this business, you know?
Perfect. Yeah.
Mama Yasmin gonna take care of her baby.
Yes. Yes. Oh my god, that's really exciting.
Yes, because I get a lot of guys approaching me and I feel like the girls don't last long in this business.
Yes.
And I could more so polish a guy more than a female, because you know you can't tell a woman what to do when she doesn't know or want to listen.
Right.
So I'm not gonna
deal with that.
Guys, they seem a little bit more hungry.
There you
like,
go.
Man, I want to do it. And, you know, I got like I have a friend and he really has size. Like,
oh,
like,
yes,
real. I should like introduce y'all. I should text him and see what he's doing and we could go to meet at whatchamacallit. But anyway,
yes,
as I was saying, he sparked he propositioned me and said, can you manage me?
Oh, my God.
So,
yes,
I said, you know what? I'm gonna do it.
You can wrap him up.
That's my plans for 2016.
I like that. I like that. Good job, girl. Miss Chanel, what you got going on with your not so innocent ass?
You know, well, I just started school. So like I'll be in school this year and I'll be shooting some porn. That's what I'll be doing
this year.
I'm proud
of you. What are you studying?
Journalism.
Yeah.
See, people, nothing is sexier than smart, talented, beautiful bevies.
Damn right.
Yeah.
That's why. Yeah. Double trouble over here. Love it, love it, love it. Also, I'm gonna bring up about an attention. Can I spill something, Chanel?
Spill it.
Okay, so I don't know how you guys would feel about this, but Chanel wants to do a radio show.
I do.
Yes.
I do. I think that it would be really cool to do. I think what I am trying to do is bring more awareness to people as far as the sex industry and sex workers. So
can I even say this? I have an idea brewing in my head. I've talked to Yasmin about this a couple years ago, and I think this would be funny. But I think the three of us should do something together with radio. Just thinking. I want to do as many radio projects as I can. But I think we should work something out
we
on this, ladies.
Set it up at the crib.
That's what I'm saying.
We can have do something. The view on sex. You know what I mean?
Like with our cocktail.
Yes.
Not our coffee mugs, but we'll have cocktails.
Tails, yes.
Cocktails. Our cocktail hour.
Yes.
That is a good one.
Oh, wait a second. Don't forget Chef Bestie. She'll cook for us.
Trademark.
Yeah, you guys have to experience.
Yes.
you have to experience, like, I don't know how to best describe it, but my bestie gives me orgasms and we don't even fuck. She gives me food orgasms. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so,
I've seen that food porn.
Right.
Made me all jealous and
right,
shit.
Right.
All the time.
Seriously.
Gosh.
But see, that's the thing, bestie. You have to come to Walking Dead nights and cook for us. Yes. Like I say, guys, this is why I love my life.
So
I don't
what's
cook.
Up with this Sunday coming up, I mean.
What is going on Sunday? Ooh, gotta talk about that after. Okay. Gotta talk about that okay. after. But I am gonna say this. Everybody should watch my snaps on Saturday. I get to have a little preview night at Harry Potter. Wizarding World.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I will be at Universal Studios Hollywood on Saturday. So if you are not following me on Snapchat, I need you guys to do this right now. MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. I see what Yaz is doing. That's sexy as hell.
That's on the Snapchat.
Yes. But yes, if you want to see live footage, footage that you're not going to be able to see, until April 7th, maybe some behind the scenes stuff. I'm going to be doing some coverage via Snapchat, possibly on the on the Periscope. We're still working that out. But I will be at Harry Potter World on Saturday. So it's going to be probably around like 6:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So just be on the lookout on all my social media. Ladies, one more time, plug out your social media feeds, where they can find you, what they should be doing to get at you, all of that.
I am at Chanel XXOX on Twitter and Instagram, and come find me.
Come find her.
Come find her.
Literally. Yes.
And it's Kink City, ITSKINKCITY on both Twitter and Instagram. My Snapchat's Kinky Yasmin XXX. And yeah.
Woo! Ms. Radio Sapphire and everything. Everybody, thank you so much for watching. Remember, every Tuesday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, right here on Periscope. It's up for 24 hours. Might be putting it on YouTube soon. Might be working that out. Also, be sure to like and comment on iTunes for Sapphire's Earplay, or also at the Misfits Podcast Network, where I'm also featured. Leave a comment, leave a message. Who knows? You might get something in return from moi, something a little special. I'm trying to think. Next week, we got some sexual chocolate coming in the studio. We got Mr. Flash Brown coming in. Damn. So who knows? I don't know. You guys know how I am with men in my studio.
Yeah, usually take them home afterwards.
No, that's only happened like maybe once or twice. Maybe once or twice. I don't know. I'm going to respect it, but I cannot wait to meet Flash. And hopefully.
And then say, ah.
I just want to get a replica. I just want a replica cock of Flash Brown's. Cock. Yes, I want it in my mouth.
Wow.
That's the only cock I'll swallow is dildo. Anyways, on that note, remember that safe sex is the best. Hot sex. Till next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you sexy motherfuckers can't get enough, be sure to subscribe to Sapphire's Airplay on iTunes and Podomatic.